97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Functional Health Radio, a monthly health and wellness radio show. I'm Jen Barden. I'm from The Shed. The Shed is a group personal training gym in Sandpoint, and I train in that gym, but I also am doing online coaching. Hello, COVID. So here I go. And I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint, and we can actually stream our show online now.
Did I love that.
Yeah. So on NorthIdahoRadio.com, listeners can listen live stream. And Jeff is actually listening. In Bayview, there is no reception for KSPT, so he's listening online.
I love it. That's so cool. I have to get that figured out.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm excited about today's show. We have several topics because we try to cram everything in a month, and
we'll see.
Gets to be a bit much. But on today's show, we're going to be talking about the grief that we're all feeling in different ways right now.
Yeah,
and also there's something called caution fatigue. And I had emailed you because I was noticing in the gym that a lot of people are very tired, and they're exercising, and they seem to be eating well, but they're just exhausted. And I know that I was feeling that way, and I still am at times. So I'm glad you found this. This is going to be
my daughter.
Oh, nice.
Cammie said, I heard about caution fatigue, Mom, and then I did some research.
So that's something we're going to cover today. And then, has COVID derailed your health and relationship with food or fitness? I'm seeing either people are really into it and focused and maybe even going over the top, or completely stress eating, binge eating, and giving up on any of their goals because what's the point? So I want to share some tips with that. I know you're going to have some great tips for binge eating and stress eating. So that is where our show is headed today.
Yes.
How have you been doing? What's going on in your life?
You know, it's been an interesting adjustment to COVID. And in many ways, life isn't so different. We're really lucky being on the lake that we still can go boating. I can paddleboard a lot. We can go hiking. So a lot of those things. But the social aspect has really changed.
You're a very social person. You enjoy entertaining.
Especially in the
having
summertime.
Having friends over. Yeah.
So people are very cautious. And I know when people's families come in, we all have to be really careful. And so we don't really spend time with them when their families are here. And there's some thinking about quarantining. My son is currently in Mexico with his Italian girlfriend. That's the only place they could see each other.
Right.
But I think she might come home with him, so it'll be really interesting. But they'll have to quarantine when they come back.
Right.
So so much of the logistics have changed, and that's related to the caution fatigue, right? So our lives require a degree of vigilance that we haven't had to have in the past. But I would say in many ways, you know, my life is pretty similar in terms of spending a lot of time outside in the summertime and loving being outdoors. What about you?
Yeah, I feel the same way. We're so fortunate to live where we are.
Yes.
But I was on a run on Friday, and I really, you know, I live out in Bayview, so Farragut is kind of my trail place.
Yes.
That's safe. So I used to love to run along the shoreline there, and I missed this year. I haven't been on it all since March. And so I missed the spring flowers. I missed all these things. And I'm like, you have to get out there and go. And I was worried about running into a lot of people because it's a narrow trail. And because I work with higher risk populations, I'm being very careful.
Good for you.
But I thought, this is ridiculous. So it had rained that day, and I thought, here's the day to go. I'm going to take the dogs. You know, this is actually my COVID excuse. I have these COVID excuses, and that's what kind of got me into the helping people get more active again and eating better. Because I think it was real easy to fall back on the COVID excuse.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. It's not safe. Or what's the point? My race got canceled, or, you know, any of those things, but it's baloney.
It is. And I just ordered a mask and I really love it. It's created by a yoga company called Onzi, and it's designed for workouts.
Yeah.
And so it's got this space for breathing, and it's it's designed for working out. So that's not an excuse anymore, right?
It's not. And it's being afraid of change, I think, or not doing well with change. And
yes.
I'm calling it like out there now, like me not running on the trails or walking the dogs on the trails to avoid people is ridiculous. I know I can go at a different time of the day.
Yes.
I know I can go take a different, I know all the escape routes, you know, I ended up doing it. It's just an excuse. And I think with the fear and the anxiety and all that grief that goes in with it, we kind of just settle in our minds and, well, I'll just do this instead. I'll walk a million times up and down my path at my house instead of exploring and doing what I love.
Yes.
So I want to help. I want to have that discussion and try to help people get back out there because we can do it in a safe way.
We have to be more creative. And I actually just moved my office last month in July. And I'm glad because now I can meet with, I just met with somebody outside.
Yeah.
And I have more room in my office. I have windows that open for a free flow of air. I have a shield that I can wear that's comfortable. So I've had to really, I think, make some adjustments in my life mm-hmm. that allow me to have a semblance of normalcy.
I've done the same at my gym. I have the garage doors are wide open. I have benches inside the building and outside the building.
Yes.
There is flowing air everywhere. And I only... have clients by appointment. So there is a minimum allowed in the gym. It's working great and
yes.
it's fine. And my equipment is cleaner than ever.
Yes, indeed. It's true.
So, and I'm also doing the online work with people and Zooming them and catching up. And it's not even physical health. It's also mental health to connect. And I think if people could just reach out, it would just be simpler for everyone.
Yeah.
Help them. So let's take a break. And when we come back, let's start talking about caution fatigue.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Now is the time to gear up and get those summer projects taken care of. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, stop by the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Idaho adventure beckons this mountain man. What'll it be today? A fresh hike at Castle Rocks? Leaping from the docks of Lake Cascade? A sprightly trek of Bruno Dunes?
He's excited about this new Idaho Park scratch game from the Idaho Lottery.
So many adventures to be had.
You can collect 11 stunning game designs.
Ah, the richness of the outdoors.
And he is talking about cold hard cash. You can win up to 50 grand.
The majesty of the gem state never ends.
Nope. There's a second chance interactive mobile app to play, navigate speed obstacles, and enter non-winning tickets for more prizes.
Okay, got my provisions. Fish are calling.
Okay, he literally just grabbed a bag of cheese doodles and gummy fish.
Look, a grizzly.
That's a furry coat. Sorry, ma'am.
A wealth of adventure awaits you with Idaho Parks The Scratch Game, new from the Idaho Lottery. 11 stunning state park designs with prizes up to 50 grand and a cool new second chance drawing mobile app. Woo! Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings, please play and recreate responsibly, Idaho.
Sometimes a short playcation is just what the doctor ordered. The Kootenai Casino in beautiful Bonner's Ferry is offering an August playcation you just can't miss. Hiking, biking, fishing, and enjoying North Idaho's great outdoors is definitely part of the deal. And we've always offered a casino full of great gaming machines, but now we're also offering August midweek room rates starting at just $79 a night, and weekend room rates starting at just $99 a night. Add our $10 lunch and dinner specials, our $69 micro exfoliation spa special, and our amazing North Idaho outdoor activities, and you've got yourself a winning getaway. Face it, we could all use a fun diversion right now, and an August playcation to the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry isn't just about winning, it's about so much more. To book your August stay, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden from The Shed, and The Shed is a small personal training gym in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host Jill Conan. Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint, and we are going to be talking about caution fatigue. This is a new one for me, but I'm so glad that it exists and has answers.
Well, yeah, my daughter Cameron mentioned it, and I thought, oh, that makes sense. So the definition is, it's a low motivation or energy to observe safety information. It occurs when we become desensitized to stress and warnings, and then outweigh the valid risks of injury for the benefits of a reward such as human connection, exercise, or the outdoors.
Yeah. I had to read that like five times before I understood it. But Jessie, my daughter, was with me. We were outside. I'm like, have you heard of caution fatigue? And she's like, yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
You're just so tired of being careful.
Yes.
It exhausts you. I'm like, thank you.
Yes. And I have to admit, I have gotten more lax about hand sanitizer. I mean, certain things. And I was very vigilant about using wipes all the time. And it's hard when that you have to sustain it for this really long period of time. So I'm really good about wearing my mask. But some of the other things, I think we do kind of get more lax about it. And it's problematic because I think for a lot of people, they're not so vigilant about wearing the masks,
right,
especially in the summertime. They figure we're outside, we're in the sunshine, we don't wear it.
And it is difficult. Like, I had it on to go to the grocery store, and I put it on a little too early. I mean, I wasn't around anyone, but I put it on in the parking lot, and the heat, I can see how it's so hot and uncomfortable. I don't want to wear it. I wore it, but...
But we need to.
Yeah.
I went to the Arts and Crafts Festival, and I was a calculated risk, right? I mean, this is one of those things. Probably a couple of months ago, I would not have done it. Mm-hmm. But my daughter and I wore our masks. But I would say a relatively small number of the people wore their masks. Mm-hmm. And it is something where you can see there's that pushback. Mm-hmm. And for people, they're just not paying attention to the fact that we really are still having increasing numbers. 5 million cases,
yeah,
and 160,000 deaths in the United States. So it's not like it's decreasing,
right?
But I think people are ignoring the reality of it because they want to have normal life and they're exhausted with the hypervigilance. It's hard to sustain that sort of vigilance day in, day out over a period of months.
It is hard. I think for me, the hardest thing is being around so many people disagreeing all the time. The anger and the disrespect in a lot of cases, it exhausts me.
Yes.
And I think that's a big part of it. I have to turn off the news when they start debating and sharing opinions, doing any of that, because it's just like, okay, I may even agree with you, but I don't want to hear it.
Right. Yeah. So caution fatigue is particularly in reference to bending the rules because it seems unnecessary. But we have to remember that it can be dangerous because it's still a very real risk and the cases are still surging and it probably will get worse in the fall. So, you know, initially we were fearful and I think really being careful, but we become more confident about confronting situations that might have been scary to us before. And I think another aspect of it is that a lot of people, especially in our community, haven't either been as directly involved. They may not know anybody who's had it. Or, here's the other piece, is that people we know have only had minor symptoms.
That's
right.
Yeah.
So they think it's not that big a deal. Well, my personal belief is I think in Sandpoint, because we spend so much time outside, mm-hmm, and in the sunshine, people don't have as great of an exposure, and so they're having fewer symptoms. People who are in an enclosed space, especially air conditioning,
right,
there's much more contact, and it's more virulent. So
I have clients in New York, And I was talking about this with them, and we haven't had the severe cases that I haven't. I don't know anyone personally who has had it. I know someone who has had COVID, but it was mild. They said what was different for them, every 15 minutes, they would hear an ambulance go screaming by 24 hours a day.
Yes.
And they were in the city.
Yeah.
And it was, that made everything different.
Well, and we've had so few hospitalizations.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, that creates a general feeling of it's not that big a deal.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case.
Right.
And that if people are compromised, and when we have to go back indoors, I think it's going to be a whole nother experience altogether. So what can we do? So what we need to do, and I think you're right in terms of this fatigue, actual physical fatigue. I'm sleeping more hours than I used to.
Right. Is it quality sleep? Because for me, I'm taking naps. I'm just trying to sleep, but it's not always. It can be kind of broken throughout the night.
I have a hard time. Yes, I do wake up and so there's
start thinking about.
Yeah, there's some anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I do think that it is physically and emotionally exhausting having to be cautious
mm-hmm.
and think about, should I be doing this or shouldn't I be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do this? It requires a lot of extra energy and we are physically fatigued. So consequently, we need to be taking care of our body, exercising regularly.
So important.
Yeah, yeah. We need to get quality sleep, mm-hmm. avoid mood changing drugs and overusing alcohol, and avoid high-risk behaviors.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, there are some foods that we can eat that will help with stress and depression. So those are things like eating fruits, vegetables, fish and lean protein, whole grains, nuts, berries, and olive oil. Now, fortunately, that's how I eat.
Yeah, exactly. I think I read an interesting article yesterday when I was prepping for the stress eating segment, but that it's easy for people to binge and graze right now because when initially COVID hit, there was that movement to buy go shop on the inside aisles of the stores where the foods would last longer. So they were buying the processed foods. So we have this abundance of food that is not healthy for us and in fact causes inflammation and can lead to the depression and all of that. So it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
And the garden is flourishing now. So we're getting food from the garden, but really thinking about eating healthier foods and not doing that comfort. I think what we're turning to is, you know, we turn to chips or chocolate or whatever it is. By the way, chocolate is still okay, especially if it's dark.
Juji fruits in my world also.
Red licorice.
Let's be honest.
Yes, we all have those guilty pleasures, right? But eating healthier foods and just paying attention.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. That's important. And one more thing before we finish. Here are some things that we can also do. Assume more social responsibility. More we thinking and less me thinking. So finding alternative ways of socializing and getting support. We need to express gratitude, use humor. And if you're struggling, call your doctor or go see a therapist if you're feeling depressed and anxious. But what we can do now is ask yourself, what can you do that adds understanding, caring, and nurturance?
Yeah.
So thinking about other people and that level of social responsibility, wearing your mask for others, but also what actions can you take to protect yourself right now? Eating well, exercising, sleeping, all those kinds of things. So self-care and other care.
Right. And you know, and be kind.
Be kind. Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's that simple. And get your steps in. I'm going to talk about that later too, but it's really easy to get outside here, take advantage of it, shoot for a goal of like 10,000 steps a day and walk.
Yes.
Everyone can do that. You know, we can all be outside moving. So those are simple things we could do to go of the, and it'll refill us. It'll
yes.
be good. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to move on to grief. These are real positive.
1.7 million people call Idaho home. A home built by generations of hardworking, resilient, innovative, kind people. Now it is time for the 1.7 million to come together. To be the generation that reignites Idaho for the future. We are 1.7 million strong, and we are open. We are ready to rebound safely. We are One Idaho. Find out more at one.idaho.gov.
How tall will I be?
Can I die from hiccups?
What's antibiotics?
Do I have cooties?
What's toe jam?
Why can't medicine taste like burritos?
Kids have all kinds of questions. We have the answers. With six pediatricians on staff, Kinnick-Sue Health Services, Sandpoint Pediatrics, has the ability to treat even the most difficult health needs of your child, all in a kid-friendly environment. At Kinnick-Sue Health Services, we specialize in making it all better. Check us out at kinnicksuehealthservices.org.
Summer's here, and there's no better place to relax than enjoying the sunset from your deck at the Lakeview Lodge in Harrison. Planning a midweek stay? Gather friends and come down for a few days. Discover beautiful rooms, peaceful, uncrowded bike trails, docks, and restaurants. Take a step back in time. Find a treasure at the company store. They offer a wide variety of books, records, and collectibles. Call the Lakeview Lodge today or online at lakeviewlodgeharrisonidaho.com. See you soon.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. That's 800-547-4170.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's Radio.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden from The Shed. The Shed's a group personal training gym here in Sandpoint, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I'm so glad you and I are on this show because grief is such a huge subject right now. And it's great that you're a doctor and can share your thoughts.
So it's funny, we are looking at a variety of grief. So it's not just the loss of people, which not very many of us have that direct experience of grief. But we're having all kinds of other losses. And I think that's what this is about, is identifying, really the biggest one is the loss of our experience of reality. Everything in our world has changed. And I think that loss of what we're accustomed to is creating a certain kind of grief. There's also the economic losses for some people, not everyone, but for some people.
And even full economic, like for me, like, you know, with the gym, it's doing okay, but it's not a time to build.
Right, right. You know. So that awareness of economic loss, and I think the biggest one for me is loss of connection.
Yes.
There's certain friends I just can't see. Mm-hmm. And that makes me really sad. So we have loss of connection, loss of our normal lives, loss of economic situation. So this does hit us, and we may not identify it, but we are grieving. And most of us are grieving. So there's a kind of collective grief that hasn't really existed before, but we don't really have the words to be able to talk about it. So in addition to those losses, we're experiencing anticipatory grief. So that is the feeling we get about what the future holds when we're uncertain. So we have no idea how long this is going to last.
That's where I struggle the most too right now, especially right now that today's the first day all the sports started up
yes.
with the schools.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't have children in school right now, but I can't imagine what it's like for a parent to not know, okay, what's this going to be?
We have no way. Yeah, we just don't know. So yeah, there's so many questions about what we're going to be able to do and what our world's going to look like. When we'll ever get to see my friends in California, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we have this kind of grief, it's really confusing. So our primitive brain is telling us that something bad is happening, but it's not visual. We can't see it, right? Mm-hmm. So we have lost our sense of safety because things are not predictable. And so one of the ways that we can deal with this is understand the stages of grief. Kubler-Ross is the person who's great about that. But the stages aren't linear and may not happen in order. But in typical stages of grief, you first have denial, which still goes on, but there's this sort of situation that this isn't really going to affect us,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not that big a deal.
I had someone today who he is a client and friend, and he came in and he was kind of on the other line of, well, I don't know if this is as big a deal as everyone's saying it is. And he came in today and he said, do you know so-and-so? I was, you know, mountain bike riding and I ran into them and they said, don't get too close. We're just getting over it. And he was, so now I know someone.
Yes.
You know, it was a big deal.
Yes. Yes. So there is that denial. And I had it until my son got diagnosed, mm-hmm. right? I think to some extent. Then there's anger. You're making me stay home, taking away my activities, upset about, you know. And then there's bargaining. Okay, if I social distance for 2 weeks and everything's going to be okay, right? If I just do this, it'll be okay. There's sadness. I don't know when this will end. And finally, there's acceptance. This is happening. And then it's, I have to figure out how to proceed. And hopefully we can get to that place mm-hmm. where we say, no, this is our reality. It will be. And somebody on NPR the other day said, COVID's not going away. It may just be like the flu and the cold that's part of what we may
right.
be subject
right.
to. And so learning how to proceed becomes really important. And acceptance is where we have some power. We have some control once we move into that stage of acceptance. I can wash my hands. I can keep a safe distance. I can learn how to work virtually, those kinds of things. But unhealthy anticipatory grief is really anxiety. And there are a lot of people who are struggling with that, where the anxiety has taken hold of them and is somewhat paralyzing. And in that, we can start to have these images or ideas about worst case scenario, and that can really make our minds protective. So the trick is here is we can't ignore the dangers, but we also can't really be overwhelmed by them, mm-hmm. right? So there's this trying to find a balance where we acknowledge this is true, but we don't let it rule our lives. So finding that balance, and if you have that worst case scenario, then switch it and say, well, what is the best case scenario? You know, we all might get sick, but then the world will continue.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone will die. Or maybe no one does because we're all taking the right steps. So we don't want to ignore or have them dominate us. So anticipatory grief is the mind going to the future and imagining the worst. And we can combat that by being in the present moment. We've talked about
yes.
this before.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so important. Yeah.
That need to be mindful and in the moment, appreciating the fresh air, being able to be outside, really allow ourselves to be in the now
yes.
and not think about the future in unhealthy ways.
Right. Yeah, just stay present and thinking about, yeah, I did a talk on this when we were on our lockdown and I was giving my daily hello to everyone. To the importance of saying, and, you know, instead of, oh, well, this happened, it was kind of good, but, you know, and, you know, where I'm at home and I get to go work in my yard today. Yeah, you know, always try to look for a positive.
Yes. Yes, to offset some of that negative. So we can say to ourselves, yeah, in this moment, we're okay. We have food.
Yeah,
we're not sick. We can be with our families. And then let go what we can't control. So what our neighbors are doing or other people doing is out of our control. And not fretting about that and getting angry about it. But instead, what is in control is staying 6 feet away, wearing your mask, focusing on what we can do.
I think a lot of people are in that area, though, because I think that's what I hear a lot of people lashing out. Well, didn't you get yelled at? I mean, it's...
Yes. Yes.
Where before, I don't feel like it was going on so frequently. There is a lot of just, I'm flipping out right now, and they go over an edge.
Well, and that's what I'm going to talk about next, the need for compassion.
Yes.
So we've had a couple of friends who've been really irritable and sometimes snarky recently. And we kind of looked at each other and thought, that's not like this person. Well, that's a result of the caution fatigue and some of the grief, right? That everybody is processing this differently. And some people are edgy and irritable and quick to react. And so when we see people doing that, we have to be able to say to them, okay, that's their fear and anxiety. And for us to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Think about who that person really is, and that may not be reflective of who they really are. In the moment, they're having a reaction, and can we be compassionate for them and their situation?
Yeah, how do you react to something like that? Do you just observe? Because I think you've taught me to observe before.
Yes, it happened the other day with a friend, and I just observed, and I thought,
that's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And I said, I noticed this to my husband. He said, I noticed that too. And then we talked about it and said, well, you know, that's stress. That's what they're doing. So one of the things we can also do is to say to ourselves, this is a temporary state. It may not feel that way, but it is. And it is survivable. So it's a time to overprotect, but not overreact.
Yeah, I think it's a great time, actually, to really look at yourself and what you're doing and make small changes and be a better person.
Yes,
you know, I really do think it's, I mean, I know it's challenging. I mean, goodness sakes, my business was shut down. I've met some challenges. This is certainly not the biggest one of my life, but it's also a time to grow and help people and be, like I said before, be kind and really look at what are some different ways I can get out there and do things.
Well, and I'm finding space for more of my own spiritual practice.
Yeah.
And that has been really gratifying. I feel like I'm making some good movement because I have space for that right now. And there's a need for it. I really feel compelled to be my best self because that's needed on the planet right now.
Yes. I agree.
And that's be kind, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. We need to really rise to our best level. And so that brings me into this next piece, which is a sixth stage has been added to Kubler-Ross, and that is meaning, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's something powerful when we move to finding meaning out of what we're going through it. So I think we can. You know, there may be a value. There's a wonderful little blip that I found that says that this may allow us to really grow as humankind,
mm-hmm.
that we become more sensitive to the environment, more appreciative of our relationships. How can we grow from this experience?
This really made me appreciate my relationships. I've established new ones and also reconnecting with some dear friends from my childhood. You know, so there's been that happening.
Yes.
And then really an appreciation for where we live.
Yes.
In our land.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, just how fortunate are we to watch the quail family walk across the lawn? I mean, we get to do things that others don't.
It's true.
Yeah.
Those eagles flying up above me. Right. So the one more thing I'd like to say about grief, the last piece, is really acknowledging it. So when you name it and feel it and move through it, that's allowing you to heal. So we have to really acknowledge this is difficult for us. This is what we're feeling. And I think typically people say, well, I feel sad, but I shouldn't feel that. Other people have it worse. But we can, we should allow ourselves to acknowledge that feeling and let ourselves work through it. It's okay to be sad for a while. That's what we need to do. Let that sadness be there and work through and let it go. So feel your sadness, feel your fear, feel your anger. Fighting it doesn't help.
And really thinking about, so it probably comes out, for me, it comes out at certain moments.
Yes.
You know, like today, one of my favorite humans in the world, a kid I trained from, I was in sixth grade or when I started with you, and he was a ski racer, and now he's a Navy SEAL.
Wow.
And I love him. And he came in today. And I could just feel the emotion, you know, because, but I know it was also like, I worry about not seeing people that I hold closest because of this.
Yes.
And just see him walk in with his girlfriend and be so happy and alive. Oh, it was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So yes, allowing ourselves to feel our feelings. Because if we just work through it, then they will dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what babies do, right? When they're sad or angry, they cry, they get it out, and they move on.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. And sometimes we try not to feel what we're feeling, because if I feel sad and let that in, there's this fear that it'll never go away, that I'll be overwhelmed by it. But that is not true. Our body can only sustain a feeling for so long, approximately 20 minutes. But those feelings, if we stay with them, will dissipate and move through it. And that's the best thing that we can do, is to let ourselves feel the grief and keep going.
And not channel it into unhealthy habits, which we're going to finish the show with.
Yes.
Perfect timing, Jill. Stress eating, emotional eating, and
drinking.
Drinking and not exercising anymore. So here we go. We're going to take our final break and we'll be back.
Okay, right. Good.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Need canning supplies? Look no further than Pro-X Home Center. They have jars, lids, accessories, pots, canners, recipe books, and more to help you get the most out of your harvest. For the latest in food preservation solutions, come and see their Harvest-Rite freeze-drying system, proudly built to last in the USA. Freeze-dried foods retain 97% of their nutrients, and if stored properly, can last for up to 25 years. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
The Bonner County Fair is right around the corner, and a great way to kick off Fair Week is by coming out for the COC Barrel Racing Competition Monday, August 17th at 7:30 in the Outdoor Arena. This is the barrel racing qualifier for the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding event that is coming up Friday night, August 21st. The Monday qualifier is a free event, and tickets for the Challenge of Champions are available at Les Schwab, Columbia Bank, Sandpoint Superdrug, Carter Country, North 40, and online at bonnercountyfair.com.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back to Functional Health Radio. I'm Jen Barden from The Shed. The Shed's a small personal training gym in Sandpoint, and I work in that gym, but I'm also doing a lot of online coaching right now, and I love it.
That's so cool.
And I'm joined by my co-host and friend, Jill Kahn. And Jill is a licensed marriage and family therapist in Sandpoint. Our final question is, how is COVID affecting your fitness and your eating? I'm seeing a lot of stress eating going on with people and lack of motivation for exercising. What are you seeing, Jill?
A lot of people are gaining weight. It's amazing.
Yeah. They call it the COVID-15, I guess.
Yes, yes. So that is clearly a problem. And again, it goes back to that not processing your feelings, right? That when these feelings come up of anxiety or grief, that you turn to food to distract you or avoid it, or alcohol, right? That we're using food and alcohol to repress and avoid some of these feelings. And
right. And we just talked about that, how the feelings come in. And instead of really recognizing why you're feeling that way, we kind of go, I don't want to feel that. And we go for the easy out.
Yes. Yeah. So it is what we've talked about over the years, but it's exacerbated because we have so much more stress right now, is how important it is to give ourselves the space to be able to talk about our feelings.
Yeah, and I think it's easier to overeat because we're at home more.
Yes.
So it's easy to graze. It's easy to do these things and not even think about it.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, it's I was doing some reading in preparation for the show, and it is interesting. So, people are different. Some people don't eat at all or eat less under stress or overexercise.
Yes.
And that can happen too. Yes. And I have clients who are really into it and going hard right now, but, I also have the other where it's a real struggle.
Yes.
With the eating. So I have some tips.
Please share.
Used them. My daughters have used them. And I do love, if I get stressed out, it would be easy for me to run. We talked about my Juji. I like to chew on candy.
Yes.
But there are better ways. And so here's some stuff that I thought about. When I am at my house and I'm nervous about something or stressed, instead of reaching for candy, I don't buy it. Stop buying stuff. If it's not in the house, you can't eat it.
That's true. That's true.
And right now, the fruit is amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I am in love with nectarines.
Oh, and cherries and watermelon. I love
summer fruit. I froze cherries. You can freeze grapes. Put those in a bowl. That is a great thing to graze on.
Yes.
Watermelon. I'm not a huge fan, but my kids love it. So I buy that. They can just eat that. You know, so having better options. It's time to get rid of all the stuff we stored because it was going to be the end of the world. But if you do have some things you don't want to part with, how about pairing it with healthier? If you have chips, make some hummus. And what were you were making some...
We did prosciutto with melon.
Yeah.
And we did tomato, basil, and mozzarella.
Yeah. And another thing is plan your meals. Like,
yes.
What are you going to have today? And really think about it, because it's harder when you go to the grocery store and you're hungry and you just, and for me, going to the grocery store, I have my mask on. I'm uncomfortable already. I'm a little stressed out. I'm doing the quick grab. But if I have my list, I'm staying more focused. So let's go back a little bit. If you find yourself in the house and I'm hungry. I've got to be hungry. I want to eat. Ask yourself, are you really, or are you thinking about something else?
Yes.
And then have a glass of water.
Yes.
And then think about it. And if you really are, then go for it. But what has worked for us in our household is we stick to 3 plates of food a day. And these aren't huge plates. They're like a little bigger than a salad plate. And on that plate, you do like half vegetables and then quarter protein, quarter fats and carbs. So you get 3 plates of food a day and 3 snacks that fit in the palm of your hand. It could be anything. We're not counting calories, because I feel like right now isn't a time for people, if they're stressed out and you already don't have a good relationship with food, but you don't like how you're feeling.
Yeah.
This has worked for me and it has worked for my kids.
That's a great idea. Yes, it gives you a sound portion.
Yeah.
That's a great.
And also, having protein in that snack, if you like, I'll have, so here's my sample day. I'll have Greek nonfat yogurt with fresh fruit, a scoop of protein powder for breakfast, and then I'll have another protein. It could be a hard-boiled egg, something like that. That doesn't allow me and my blood sugar to get to a level where I feel ravenous.
Yes.
Because when I feel that way, it's all over. I'm going for some more food than I even need.
Yeah, I always have protein first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's important to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at lunch, this time of year is really easy. I make a huge salad and fill it with all the stuff I want. And I also add protein. Like I'll add chicken or a little, you know, anything like that. Some beans.
Cheese, nuts.
Yes. And you can't go wrong. And just watch your dressing.
Yes.
I'll do a little Greek yogurt and salsa.
I always make my own dressings, mm-hmm. and it's mostly balsamic vinegar, a mm-hmm. Little bit of oil, but always use fresh dressings because then I have control over what's in it.
Right. And then for another snack, maybe I'll have some avocado on something that still makes, because the afternoons I know are a difficult time for people, and they get kind of drop and they want to eat. And that's when they grab the chips and all those things. So that, and then dinner, of course, is pretty easy. It's usually, we eat meat, so I'll have a protein and some more veggies out of the garden. Yeah, so it's pretty easy once you have a plan.
Well, and especially if you're using fresh produce. I'm going mm-hmm. to the fruit stands mm-hmm. and getting fresh fruits and vegetables, and I just use that all of the time.
Yeah. And another thing is I want people to remember, like if you want to lose some weight, and doing a plan like this is super easy because no one's telling you what to eat. You're just filling a plate. But don't get down on yourself if you go over. We all go over. We all make mistakes. The goal would be to be consistent 80% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great goal. So that's the one food plan that I have. And then exercise. I feel like people are at home and they're not motivated. They don't even know where to start again. You start with taking steps.
Well, I'm a huge believer in classes. So mm-hmm. we are doing our classes at 7B, but we have a huge gym and it's lots of space. So that's great. That's my normal routine during the week. But on the weekends, it's different. So yesterday, I went out and paddled for a while, mm-hmm. and then we took the dogs for a walk in the forest. And I said to Cammie, let's do, this is an old classic, the Firm 5-Day Abs.
Yeah.
So we just go online and we pull it up and it's 10 minutes.
Right.
But we do it together, and that creates a fairly good workout, and you can do that at home. It's super easy, and being out in nature is a great thing to do.
Yeah, there's so many things you can do. The most important thing is do what makes you happy.
Yes.
And also I think it's important not to compare yourself to anyone else. Your health is your health, and so you need to not, maybe if it's is a class, do a class that is at your level. Don't try to do something that's going to overexert you and get you injured. Talk to a trainer. Talk to a nutritionist. Also, there's a lot online. Like I'm working with people in New York. I'm writing personal workouts for them. We Zoom twice a week. We go over the exercises. I watch their form. I answer questions. We make adjustments. We laugh, we connect, and we get that personal relationship, and it makes a huge difference. And I know that I'm not the only one in the world doing this right now.
No.
So reach out. I mean, I'm doing it with people that are in town that still don't want to come in. So it's, I think we get lost when we cut ourselves off from others.
Yes.
And so it's real important to do that. Also, what was I going to say? Dang. Go ahead, Jill.
Well, the other option is, I know for me sometimes I may not be comfortable going in to do a yoga class.
Right.
But there are great yoga classes online.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the resources now out there are really unlike anything we've ever had before.
Yeah.
Take advantage. So there really isn't a reason.
No, you just have to do it.
You
and
do.
I believe in you. You can do it. Take the step and reach out if you need support. I'm here. And Jill is here. So it's not easy. No one said it was, but you can do it. Get back into your life again. All right. Good show, Jill. I will see you in a month.
Okay.
All right, this has been Functional Health Radio.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.